Welcome to Daily Sabbath. Today we're taking advantage of our January term schedule to do some things that we can't normally do on Daily Sabbath in terms of gathering in the back like this, taking time to gather around the font and including this space in our opening liturgy. We'll gather around the font here and then we'll actually process in together. So don't be nervous. You won't be, if this is your first Monday during J-term, you won't be standing this entire time. But we gather this day for the service of light and thanksgiving for our baptism. We begin with a gathering litany. Radiant Creator, strong, wise, one, shine in our minds. Enlighten our understanding of you and your ways, so we may do what is true and live in your light. Restore us, O most high God of hosts. Let your face shine that we may be saved. Breath of life, refiner's fire, shine in our eyes. Illumine what is in need of correction and cleansing. Spark in us your compassion and reign. Restore us, O most high God of hosts. Let your face shine that we may be saved. Jesus, Messiah, light of the world, shine in our faces. Make them like yours, lighthouses to reflect your love, consistent beacons of hope to guide the world to you. Restore us, O most high God of hosts. Let your face shine that we may be saved.
We'll sing our gathering song, which is Arise, Shine, Your Light Has Come. This is words from the book of Isaiah, so it's wonderful to put them into melody. Let's make sure that we all know it together very solidly, and then we'll break up into a round. It's a wonderful round. So first, I'll sing it once through, and then let's sing it together two times.
Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has dawned upon you together. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has dawned upon you. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has dawned upon you.
One more time.
Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has dawned upon you.
So let's break it into a round now. And how about, we'll split just halfway here, so this side and this side. And the second part knows when to come in. It's after, arise, shine, so it's right after that first phrase, and I'll help you through this. Once you start singing, sing it twice, and then stop. Let's sing it together.
Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has dawned upon you. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has dawned.
Indeed, the glory of our God has dawned upon us. As we gather around the baptismal font here, in this moment of giving thanks. I want to share a story with you. This is one that, you know, some of you know that we have, as a college, we have a number of ways in which we're connected to folks in South Africa. We're connected to the Evangelical Lutheran Church of Southern Africa through our partnerships with the ELCA, but we're also connected to some ministry in Cape Town called Africa Jam. And we were just a part of a camp, and the theme for the camp was Love Your Selfie. And it was really cute, and this is a high school age group of students. And one of the kind of the central things is, you know, it's as we come to realize how much God loves us, how can we not love who God has made us to be? And when we love ourselves, that's really opening the door to being honest in how we love and care for one another. And for me, it's at the baptismal font where I'm reminded time and time again that even though I might look at myself and see, you know, I'm short or whatever it might be, the ways in which we see our imperfections and feel like we are less than, we know that God loves us. And this cross that hangs above it, you know, that hung at the top of our spire before the tornado and when the tornado damaged it and it fell, that's there for a reason, to remind us that even when we think we're bent and of no good use to our God, in the waters of baptism and in the life of Jesus Christ, you have a worth and a value that is beyond comprehension. That God has created your life and given you this purpose, that you may yourself be a bright light in this world. So as we come in to this time, as we do our processional hymn, we'll each have a time to just dip your hand in the font and remember again, you know, how much God loves you. And maybe you just dip your hand in and say, thank you, God, for loving me. And as you do so, you might trace the sign of the cross on your own forehead. So with that, we'll pause for our processional hymn. Let us pray. Living God in Christ, you make all things new. Transform the poverty of our nature by the riches of your grace. And in the renewal of our lives, make known your glory. Shine the light of your justice always in our hearts and over all lands, and accept our lives as the treasure we offer in your praise. This is our prayer. Amen. You may be seated.
For our psalm this morning, this may take a little bit of time, because I'd like you to actually get one of these This Far by Faith hymnals. So if you're in the front row, you may have to reach around behind you. And turn to hymn 61 in This Far by Faith. This is a musical setting of Psalm 27, "The Lord is my light." And I have this as one of my many favorite psalms, but this one which speaks of the words, "Whom shall I fear?" I always take comfort in that. So we'll sing this together, "The Lord is my light," number 61. Reading from the Gospel of Luke. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, looking forward to the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit rested on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Guided by the Spirit, Simeon came into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what was customary under the law, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Master, now you are dismissing your servant in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for glory to your people, Israel." And the child's father and mother were amazed at what was being said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to his mother Mary, This child is destined for the falling and the rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be opposed, so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too. There was also a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was of great age, having lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, then as a widow to the age of 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped there with fasting and prayer day and night. At that moment she came and began to praise God and to speak about the child to all who were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem. Holy wisdom, holy word. Thanks be to God.
I invite you to please stand for our prayer and sending dialogue. Blessed are you, Prince of Peace. You rule the earth with truth and justice. Send your gift of peace to all nations of the world. Blessed are you, Son of Mary. You share our humanity. Have mercy on the sick, the dying, and all who suffer this day. Blessed are you, Son of God. You dwell among us as the Word made flesh. Reveal yourself to us in word and sacrament, that we may bear your light to all the world. Amen. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Those who dwelt in the land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. We have beheld Christ's glory, glory as the only Son from the Father. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. In him was life, and the life was the light of all people. Amen.